talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Who are these people that still wear face masks? Who are these people? Oh, that's right. They're the Death to America crowd. They're the Death to the Jews crowd. They're the protesters that were at the University of Montana campus yesterday protesting Donald Trump Jr. and the lineup of Republican candidates for office here in Montana. That's right. That's the people that still wear masks these days, still wear face masks. Now, sometimes it's an N95. Sometimes it's a cut-up T-shirt. And then other times, you know, it's some pro-Hamas terrorist face scarf that they put over their face. But, yeah, pretty much they're the only people that still wear these face masks in 2024, 4 years later, right? Man, I just imagine if you were getting on an airplane and you're boarding your flight and you're in Missoula, Montana this morning, and you're getting on your airplane, or maybe you were getting on the airplane last night, and you're walking down the aisle, and you see like 3-4 people wearing face masks, and you're like, why are you wearing that? It's like, oh yeah, she was at the Death to America rally on the UM campus. Oh yeah, he was chanting death to Israel. Oh yeah, well, that guy's an older guy. Maybe he's just freaked out because he has health issues. Okay, I'll give him a pass. No judgment there, buddy. You're an older fella. Okay, you do you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like pretty much the only people that are still wearing these masks are the radical transgender activists or the pro-Hamas terrorist protesters. Some of you heard this clip here. I shared it via X.com over the weekend. Comes from Ali London TV. The DailyWire.com has this as well. It's a leftist college professor at Emory University.
You be more fascist. You're Hitler. You're a happy dog. Shame on you. May you never have another day.
I am a professor.
It's a Emory professor, everyone.
I am a professor of economics.
I am a professor of economics. Yeah, you know what? Shut up and get in the back of the patrol car. My goodness, these clowns. This is just crazy. But then I read this story about the pro-Hamas protesters that were out there protesting Governor Greg Gianforte. They were protesting Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. They were protesting Donald Trump Jr., Alex Brusewitz, and the whole crew. Guess who was out there with his little pro-Hamas, black and white checkered scarf around his neck with the bullhorn? The son of University of Montana professor Clem Work. This guy, Brendan, is the co-founder of Montanans for Palestine. By the way, that's not a widow's peak. That's like Mount Baldy going on there. But this privileged white liberal in Missoula is the one out there leading this pro-Hamas protest on the University of Montana campus, claiming to call for peace. Boy, I don't remember seeing you out there rallying for peace when Donald Trump was brokering peace agreement after peace agreement between Arab nations and Israel. Oh, but now you want peace when the terrorists are finally getting wiped out. Yeah, oh, well, now we see you on campus, huh? Oh, somebody had to say it. Why is the Montana Farmers Union hosting a Republican candidate debate? Why do they get to own the microphone? Why do they get to set the questions? They've basically become a Democrat Party front group. They're fronting for Biden, who is attacking farmers and ranchers. So why should a Republican show up for their Farmers Union debate? Somebody had to say it. If you missed it, check out the Montana Talks podcast. I think that was Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great show for you here over the next couple of hours. We've got highlights. Donald Trump Jr. and crew at the University of Montana UC Ballroom yesterday afternoon. We've got some highlights thanks to our friend Peter Christian with KGVO News. We'll probably save that for the 9 o'clock hour coming up for you. Plus, General Michael Flynn was in Billings, Montana last night. I was there at that event, and I got a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Raiklin. He is on the Flynn movie tour. He was in Billings yesterday as well, and he described this link analysis chart. That's what I'm calling it, where he connects all of the deep state operatives with you know, who and how and why they all targeted everybody in Trump's orbit, and why they had to start with General Michael Flynn, because he knew where the bodies were buried. He was able to see behind the curtain of the national security apparatus, of the intelligence circles. So if anybody was going to block these deep state operatives from the undermining of the president of the United States, it was going to be General Flynn. That's why they had to go after him. Anyway, we'll get to all those highlights and more here on the show. But let me just share a quote here. So there's a story in the Missoulian. Pro-Palestine protest, forceful but peaceful, as Trump Jr. speaks at UM. Listen to this quote from the organizer. Apparently, and by the way, I just sent out a tweet here. Here's what I just sent out during the break. I just sent this out via X. Of course, the pro-Hamas protest at UM was led by some entitled liberal professor's middle-aged kid. They call you fascists as they join the protesters harassing Jews. Despicable. But yeah, the guy who was leading this chant, this protest here, is a guy by the name of Brendan Work. He is the co-founder of Montanans for Palestine, and apparently he is the son of University of Montana professor Clem Work. And I took at least one class from him at UM when I was there. You know, nice enough guy, definitely liberal. I mean, you could see the liberal bias when you were taking his class. But yeah, here's his woke, entitled, liberal middle-aged son out there leading the pro-Hamas protest with all these face mask-wearing protesters on the University of Montana campus. He said this in a brief interview with the Missoulian. He said, quote, "I am standing with my fellow Missoulians to tell the university that we are ashamed of their decision to invite outright fascists to our university grounds." So he's calling you fascists. He's calling we the people fascists. He's calling Donald Trump Jr. and the rest of the crew that was there fascists. Brendan, it was you and your crew that was telling your fellow Missoulians to shut up and wear your masks while you were shutting down churches, but allowing abortion mills to stay up and running. Oh, but you call us fascists? It's you and your fellow pro-Hamas protesters across this country that are saying awful things about Israel and about the Jewish people. It's your fellow left-wing protesters on these college campuses that are chanting death to America, death to Israel, fighting cops, bashing law enforcement. And you know, I'll bet $20 that this guy was also out there for the George Floyd protests and everything else. You know, pick your next flavor. The woke white liberals will be out there. Yeah, it's not a surprise whatsoever that some entitled liberal professor, middle-aged kid, is the one out there leading these pro-Hamas protests. Hats off, though, to John Murphy. He went out there and counter-protested these guys. He said this, "My family lived through the Holocaust, and I grew up in a dual religious household, so I know a bit about tolerance and intolerance at the same time, and this, let's just say Adam Schiff, doesn't fly right with me. It's a shame that these kids are so uneducated and brainwashed that they do not know what they're standing for. I feel sorry for them and their parents and for the future of America if this is what's going to happen." But like I say, I've got some great highlights from both Donald Trump Jr. and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy from the event over the weekend. And we'll talk about the General Flynn event last night as well. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Lee in Kalispell, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, this deals with the Democrat I heard this weekend where he said Trump was talking about the riots in the schools, and he said that Trump is forgetting about 1-6. Of course, that's the rally Trump had after Biden first got in office. Now, to me, there was nothing wrong with what he said or did. He tried to get troops, 10,000 troops, to guard the place.
Yep.
It was turned down. And he said, go peacefully and quietly if you want to protest the White House. Now, that compares to what's going on in these colleges where they're calling for, and let's put down to the basics, the murder of the Jewish people around the world. That's what it comes down to.
That's right.
That's what it is.
And the extinction of a Jewish state. But they don't call for the extinction of Islamic states. They just call for the extinction and the erasure of a Jewish state, not for Islamic states. They're cool with Islamic states.
Now, one thing, too, what happened in 1-6, a woman who was walking her dog was arrested and charged with inciting a riot when she was just walking past the place. She lives not too far from there.
But yet they give these violent rioters a pass time and time again, don't they? All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Quick break here on Montana Talks, 406-294-0970, the number for you.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to go back to Lee in Kalispell. He's got one more point to make. Lee, thanks for sticking around since we got cut off by the hard break there. What was the other point you wanted to make, Lee?
Well, just that I think it's the police aren't allowed to go on the campus of Columbia to even try to arrest these people that are calling for the murder of people. But, and also, you know, I think it's a lot worse. Anything they're talking about, this is a lot worse than calling for the murder of people than anything that they're even claiming Trump did.
Well, yeah, I heard that on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, that, or maybe it was on one of the Fox News updates on the radio, where Columbia is just, they're not allowing law enforcement to come in and clear out these protesters. They allowed it, what, once or twice last week, and then more of these radical leftists showed up, so they're just caving to the mob. They're bowing down to the mob once again. And, man, could you imagine if it was a bunch of pro-Trump people that were on the Columbia campus pulling the garbage that these folks are pulling right now? Could you imagine the way that these riots would be described if it was a bunch of pro-Trump people that were out there? I mean, God, you could get one little 14-year-old kid wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and they'd riot over that. The left-wing media would riot over that. Donald Trump Jr., one of the sound bites that I've got for you here this morning from his speech on the University of Montana campus yesterday, Donald Trump Jr. kind of basically referenced that very point that Lee and Kalispell just called in about.
They burned down the city of Portland, that's fine. That was social justice. But if your grandmother was within 500 miles of D.C. and shook a fence, FBI is paying her a visit. Someone else shook a fence and got 17 years in jail. We're not living in a system of equal justice. And we're at a fulcrum point where if we don't fight back now to reclaim all of the values and all of the freedoms that we've lost in this country right now, you ain't getting them back. So thank you.
That's right. That's right. By the way, Saturday night, so we had a just an incredible weekend of some events that I've been able to do, you know, separate from the radio show. I've been doing this statewide tour with our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana. And I've been and so I've been able to travel all across the state. And we're going to get out more here in the coming days and weeks. But just over this weekend alone, I mean, Friday night, we were at the Rockin' R Bar in downtown Bozeman and got to meet with so many great folks there. Just a great time. And then Saturday morning, V42 Fitness in Three Forks, a veteran-owned gym there, and got to meet so many great folks there and catch up with old friends. In fact, a shout-out to my buddy Spud. Spud and I served in Africa together, and he was in my National Guard unit in Helena back in the day. The guy's a freaking beast. Apparently, he's getting ready for the Spartan race, so he's been training up at V42 Fitness. Great guy. Man, I'll tell you what, he just did incredible work for us overseas, so it was fun seeing him and so many others out there in Three Forks. But then Saturday night, I got to go in the octagon literally for the whole fight, so it was so cool. I was sitting right next to Terrell Bracken from the Fusion Fight League. So he'd go into the ring and be the announcer and introduce the fighters. And then as he comes out of the octagon, he'd sit right down right next to me. And so I'm getting to sit there literally right next to you. You talk about shaking fences. I could have shaken that fence on the cage at the Fusion Fight Leagues. That's how close I was for the MMA fights. And by the way, man, they had some incredible fighters from Ronan, from Polson, the two Gatch brothers. I think they're brothers. Their last name was Gatch. Those guys were tough, man. And I think they came up a little short, but man, holy cow. Those kids were tough. And then a bunch of great fighters out of MMA gyms in Kalispell. I think Montana MMA had a bunch of fighters out of Bozeman that were there. And then, of course, some guys that came in from the Couture gym down in Vegas, right, and elsewhere. And so, but anyway, I'm literally sitting right there. I could literally touch the cage. But then right before one of the main fights, I got to go in the octagon and address the crowd. And my message was similar to what Donald Trump Jr. was saying right there. I said, look, guys, you know, here we are. We're at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, and we're watching some incredible fighters inside this cage, inside this octagon. But the reality is we've got fighters filling this auditorium. We've got veterans. We've got law enforcement. We've got first responders. I should have mentioned we got mama bears. We got moms that are fighting for their kids. We got builders, people who know how to build things. We can take back this country just with the people in this auditorium alone, just with the people that we had in the field house. We can win Montana. We can win America. And the reality is that we're watching these great fighters in this fight, in this octagon right now tonight. But the reality is that when we all leave this field house, when we all walk out of here, we are all in the fight to save our country. That's how important 2024 is right now. We are in a literal fight to save our country. We've got Joe Biden and John Tester flooding our country with illegal aliens. It's driving up the cost of everything that you and I have to pay for, from groceries to gas to you name it, restaurant tabs. There's restaurant inflation and everything. And, yeah, we're doing better in Montana than some of these other states are doing because we've got a Republican we've had a Republican supermajority in the legislature, and we've got a Republican governor with Governor Greg Gianforte delivering the most pro-life legislative accomplishments ever, according to Jeff Lasloffy with the Montana Family Foundation, who summed up the last legislative session, over $1 billion in tax relief. Could there be more? Do we all want to see more? Yeah. But again, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. When we had over $1 billion in tax relief delivered, a permanent reduction in the tax rates affecting all of us. What is Joe Biden and John Tester promising? They are going to do away with the Trump tax cuts. Farmers and ranchers, they are going to reinstate the death taxes. That can mean death to your family farm, death to your family ranch, because you won't be able to afford the taxes on it. That's what they got planned for you. And that's just tax policy and economic policy. What about all the crazy social, cultural nonsense, chopping body parts off of kids and more? All right, General Michael Flynn, you know, they were also talking about how we are in a fight for our country right now. And boy, he's seen it. In fact, General Michael Flynn, he was on the show with us last Thursday before they brought their Flynn movie to Billings last night. But General Michael Flynn said it right here on this show. He talked about how, you know, he 33 years in the military, several military deployments, combat tour after combat tour after combat tour. The most important fight of his life is right now. It's the same thing for you and all the rest of us. It's the fight to save our country. And look, when it comes to the presidential race, Montanans are going to vote for Donald J. Trump. We got the presidential race in Montana. But what about our Supreme Court in Montana? What about our federal courts? You know who's going to decide which federal judges sit on these benches if a vacancy comes up here? The senators and the president. If Joe Biden and John Tester remain in power after November, they decide who replaces these federal judges. Why do you think our timber industry is in a shambles right now? because of liberal federal judges who were put on the bench by Democrat senators and Democrat presidents. That's why we have so many problems, especially in our timber industry. In fact, there was a great quote in the Missoulian over the weekend. There was a story here. Wood products closures have ripple effects on Montana's timber economy. This was the quote from Caitlin Price, the press secretary for Governor Greg Gianforte, who said the governor is committed to giving the timber industry the tools it needs while also directly aiding in forest health and wildfire crises. Quote, after years of enabling environmental groups in their quest to block timber sales and belittling healthy forest management practices, it is rich that Democrat lawmakers are only now seeing the value of our timber industry, which supports our communities and Montanans with good-paying jobs. See, Democrats will pay lip service to the timber industry. They will pretend to care about a closure of a mill. They're the ones that shut down the mill. They use Democrat senators to put liberal judges on the federal bench, and then those liberal judges on the federal bench shut everything down. Shut down forest health projects. Shut down timber projects. Rule against oil, gas, and coal. Don Malloy has been the worst out of Missoula. Dana Christensen, another bad one. John Tester is already now trying to beat the clock before November of 2024 and get another liberal leftist lawyer put on the federal bench. Christensen, the federal judge in Great Falls who works in that ivory tower in Great Falls, he's going to step down to senior status. And then John Tester's already got a replacement lined up to get another lifelong appointment of an anti-business, anti-agriculture, anti-oil, gas, and coal blank check for the environmentalists. He's already got somebody lined up to put into that seat. He's trying to beat the clock before Donald Trump and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy take back the White House and take back the Senate. All right, back into your phone calls here. We've got Tom in Bozeman. Tom, great to see you, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. So I'll be brief. Adolf Hitler during World War II, his hatred of the Jews, among other things, resulted in the death of tens of millions of people in the European theater. 6 million Jews died under his hands. They starved to death. They shot them. They burned them alive. They gassed them. And today, these protesters are seen in these college campuses. I think they all need to send in the National Guard, start rounding them up, give every one of them a swastika, brand it on their forehead, and a Nazi flag to wave around, because what these people are that are supporting Hamas and the Death to Israel bunch, Death to America as well, these are these Hamas-supporting terrorists. These are the new Hitler youth.
It's pure evil, isn't it? It's just pure evil. There is no logic behind what they are doing and what they are saying. It is just pure evil, and they are driven by rage and anger and hatred, and there's no justification for what they are doing. Tom, if you got more to share, stand by. Sorry, I got to hit the hard break here. So, Tom, stand by. If you got more to share, I'll come back to you after this. And then we got Tim in Billings on the phone lines as well.
Securing America.
Last week, Congress passed the foreign aid package, which will send over $60 billion in new aid to Ukraine. The Pentagon also announced $6 billion more in arms systems for Ukraine Friday. Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown stating that the aid remains necessary because
what happens in one corner of the world doesn't stay in one corner of the world.
But is continuing aid for Ukraine best for American national security? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday,
this is in our best interest. This is not some charitable contribution to Ukraine.
But not everyone in the GOP Senate caucus agrees. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio asking on Fox News Sunday,
why are Americans subsidizing European security? We should be focused on our own problems.
While also saying that when you factor in the Israel-Hamas war and issues with China in the Pacific,
America is stretched too thin.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Howard Stern long ago stopped being a shock jock and turned into one of the best interviewers in the business. That's why President Biden went on his show for more than an hour and told some funny stories about growing up and some sad stories about his loss of family members. But the SiriusXM host, totally in the tank. For the president, if you're a good father to your family, I know you'll be a good father to the country. And you're the kind of leader I love. We're lucky to have you in the Oval Office. When Stern said, I can't imagine you're going to lose, Biden said about Trump, he's promised if he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath. But the irony here is that in the old days, it was Donald Trump, long before he got into politics, calling into the Stern show. They would do locker room talk and rate women, but politically, Stern now can't stand him. Now, he did say he would be willing to debate Joe Biden, but I'm not so sure. I think he was just deflecting the question. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back to Tom in Bozeman. I think Tom had another point you want to make. Thanks for sticking around, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. So another thing is, you know, the ignorance of the populace is such that, you know, they're led to believe by the media and whatever that somehow Israel came in and conquered a country called Palestine and booted them out. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, most of that region, Persian, that whole area for 500 years up until about 1910 was controlled by the Turks and the Ottoman Empire. There was no Palestine, there was no Israel, and there was some of the other Middle East countries didn't exist either. And of course, as we know, in 1948, after World War II and the Holocaust and everything else, Israel was granted statehood by the United Nations, and of course the Jews have lived in that particular region of Judea, etc., since the beginning of recorded time.
Yeah.
And they have just as much right to be there as anybody else, if not more.
That's right. Well, that's why, like, you know, our friends on the Crow Reservation, you know, the Crow Nation, if you drive past Crow Agency, sometimes you'll see the Israeli flag flying. And so they see the Jewish people as the indigenous people of that land. And so that's why they are so very pro-Israel. You know, in going back to these woke, entitled white liberals on the University of Montana campus, like the professor's kid, the professor's middle-aged kid. Tom, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Going back to these guys, I mean, Where were they? I haven't seen them do a protest on the University of Montana campus against what Iran is doing to women or countless other atrocities across the Middle East. But now they care. Now, all of a sudden, they pretend to care about peace and they virtue signal. 1,400 people were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists, and now they want to protest Israel going after the terrorists. But they don't protest Iran going after the women. They're a joke. They are, well, more than a joke. They are a serious concern in this country right now. The fact that especially the young people can be duped by this nonsense. Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. So you were talking about the sunsetting of the Trump tax cuts, and one of the proposals that I've heard that the Biden administration is pushing for, and I guess I could very well be wrong on this, but, you know, if they do want to push this, it's going to be devastating for a lot of people, but they want to start taxing unrealized capital gains. So what an unrealized capital gain is say you take your money, you put it into your 401k at work, and your profile, your asset manager does a really good job, and you make a lot of money in your 401k. Say your 401k goes up by 25%, which is great. Well, in the past, you had to be cashing out your 401k before they would tax that capital gain. Well, now the Biden administration wants to tax you before you can even pull it out. Because until you pull it out, it's an unrealized capital gain. When you pull it out, it's realized. So say you have gold sitting in your safety deposit box. The price of gold goes from $2,200 an ounce or whatever it is right now to $50,000 an ounce. Well, they could decide that they want to tax you on that unrealized capital gain because you've just become more wealthy, and they're going to get their greedy little grubby little paws on every little nickel that you might be able to get from investing your money. And this government hates you, and it wants you broke, and it wants you subsistent and subservient and relying on them for every aspect of your life. And if people don't realize that, pretty soon we'll all be standing in bread lines and living in shoebox little apartments in a 15-minute city somewhere so that they can all live as fat cats in D.C.
That's right.
John Tester.
It's kind of like what's happening right now with liberal Senator John Tester, isn't it? Yeah, Tim, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Hey, I reached out to the Moms for Liberty earlier this morning. It was kind of last minute, but I reached out and said, hey, do you guys want to join us on the show around 8:40 this morning? And, hey, looks like we've got one of them on the phone lines with us right now. We've got Tiffany Justice with Moms for Liberty now with us. Tiffany, thanks for joining us here. So over the weekend, you may not have seen this, but Donald Trump Jr. was in Missoula, Montana, and they were going after liberal Senator John Tester for voting to support, you know, men in girls' locker rooms. And so liberal Senator John Tester of Montana is right in line with Joe Biden when it comes to, you know, this crazy, crazy stuff, this crazy transgender agenda. But anyway, the Title IX rewrite that Joe Biden just pushed out here in the last few days is crazy, isn't it?
It's absolutely crazy. And I really wanted to talk to you because your Governor Gianforte, was the first, his office was the first office to respond to our letter that we sent out to every governor and attorney general across the United States saying that he is absolutely concerned about the new Title IX regulations and that he will be standing in defense of parental rights and of girls and women. So you've got a great governor there, I guess.
Well, we do. I mean, it's been a sea change here in Montana. We had 16 years of Democrat governors, and Governor Gianforte and a Republican supermajority they've been getting some great laws on the books and getting some things accomplished. We got some liberal courts that are running interference for the Democrats, but nonetheless, I mean, he's been pushing back against this crazy transgender agenda. And then we've got, you know, literally the best attorney general in the country with Austin Knutson as well. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a massive state lawsuit, not only on this, but on the coal-fired power plants that Joe Biden and John Tester are trying to shut down as well.
Well, that's wonderful. We just saw a lawsuit filed by America First Legal this morning on behalf of Texas, the state of Texas, against the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, and some other folks in the Biden administration. The truth is, what parents need to understand is that, yes, this is pushing gender identity into our schools. All this stuff that you've heard of, the secret transitions happening with teachers, having private conversations with kids and keeping secrets from parents, this basically gives every school in the country a green light to do that, to keep any mental distress your child is dealing with regarding sexual orientation or gender identity away from you as a parent. It is a huge threat to parental rights.
You know, I feel like the message that our people back here in Montana need to hear, but also need to reinforce with their school leaders, school board members, school superintendents. I talked with a couple of good school superintendents last week, and they're saying, you know, some of these left-wing lawyers are trying to rush these schools into embracing Biden's Title IX stuff. And they're saying, look, guys, there's no rush. We need to get, you know, there's lawsuits that are going to be filed. Our governors and our attorneys general are going to be standing up. Hold your horses here. So I think that's the message, is hold your horses. Don't force this down people's throats just because Joe Biden and John Tester are trying to do so.
Yeah, it's been really confusing for the American public because you've seen a lot of this stuff happening already in states like Washington or Oregon, New Jersey, Maryland. So I think it's confusing, but you're absolutely right. First of all, these Title IX rules do not go into effect until August 1st. But in the meantime, you're right. There will be a preliminary injunction that is filed on this rule. So I do not believe it will go into effect. Eventually, this rule is going to make its way to the Supreme Court. And so you're right. People just need to hold right now. Nothing should be changing. So if you're a parent, you can go to our website. We're going to have a resource page up for Title IX. It's going to have a template. that you can send to your school board to give them an update. Here is where we are. Here's why nothing needs to change yet. Here's what you can expect in the future. And then it has some questions that you ask your school board so you can be aware and prepared about what their plans are.
All right. Tiffany Justice with Moms for Liberty. You're one of the national co-founders. So thanks for, I know it was a last minute request. So thanks for calling in this morning. Great to hear from you.
Oh, awesome. Hey, if you're in Montana, you want to start a Moms for Liberty chapter, go to our website, momsforliberty.org. We're taking back our schools.
Hey, that's great. You know, I was at an event, a meet and greet for Susie Hedlund, a great candidate for superintendent of public instruction for the whole state of Montana. And it was so great. There were some moms there that are fighting these same fights. They were there. They had babies they were holding and feeding. They had kids that were playing with each other, running around the Harley Davidson dealership. And they were there fighting for liberty. And it's so great to see because it's so important.
Absolutely. Our kids are going to inherit the future that we create for them.
Well said. All right. Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Coming up after this. Ooh, I see we got Clifton and Shoto on the phone line. Stand by, Clifton. You'll be first up. And then State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell. That's right. I haven't even gotten to this one yet. This ties in, though. The left-wing courts here in Montana, the left-wing judges and justices are back at it again, taking laws that the legislature that you elected and the governor you elected signed into law and throwing those laws into the trash can. Why? Because they don't like it. Because it doesn't fit their left-wing Democrat Party agenda. I think John Fuller will have the details for us coming up right after this. Phone lines are open for you. You can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. And we'll have the phone lines open in the 9 o'clock hour as well, rolling through the rest of the morning here.
Now, this is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Top aides of Biden secretly hatched a plan, according to the New York Post, this past fall to replace Karine Jean-Pierre by recruiting outside allies to nudge her out the door. She did make history in May of 22, but she became the first African-American and first openly gay person to hold the position and had developed the exasperating habit, it says, of reading canned answers directly from a binder to reporters at her regular briefings. It's impossible. How do you defend, well, Joe Biden keeps messing up. Oh, yeah, he gets more done in an hour than most people can get done in a whole day. I mean, this is the crap they're defending.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The electricity business is a fascinating one, at least I think so. Not many agree with me. Decades ago, when I worked for an electric utility, I had a surefire way to make the kids fall asleep, and that was to talk about electricity. Growing up in an era of cheap, reliable, ubiquitous electric power put us all to sleep on the nuts and bolts challenges of making it all work. Those days are gone. Electricity has become a high wire act, with threats coming from all directions. The latest comes from the EPA, making its second attempt to close down coal-fired power generation through regulatory fiat, this time requiring generators to spend billions to sequester carbon in ways not yet technically proven to continue to produce. At a time when China and others are building new plants every few weeks, this sure looks like all cost and no gain. The economic and engineering challenges of maintaining what we're used to, reliably, reasonably priced electricity, in the face of the need to reduce carbon emissions is daunting enough. I'm Patrick Burton.
Where people get healthy.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go right into the phone lines here. Clifton in Shoto, hope you're still there. Clifton, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
So I was listening to the caller prior to the folks that called in about the schooling thing. The unrealized capital gains tax. This is coming from Biden's fiscal budget for 2025. He's asking for a 20% tax on an annual tax for taxpayers that fall into the millionaire realm. Well, one of the things to take into account is farmland. A lot of farmland has unrealized capital gains. And there's a lot of huge farmers in Montana that are going to be directly affected by this if it gets enacted.
Very
that means every
point.
Year you're going to be paying 20% of what you hold as farmland, but that's what you need. Nowadays, the amount of what you get for your commodity is so low and what you pay into your inputs is so high that it's you need more land in order to even survive. I know Tester does. He has bought land throughout the years because he has to make sure his farm is surviving too.
He inherited a lot of land. Yeah, no. Well, that's why the Trump tax cuts were so beneficial to farmers, because depending on how you classify your farm, a farm is what? It's a business. So depending on how you classify your business, yeah, the Trump tax cuts were very beneficial for farmers. And so likewise, when Joe Biden and John Tester do away with not only the debt, not only put the death taxes back in, but when they do away with the Trump tax cuts, it's going to hurt a lot of farmers. But see, for Joe Biden and John Tester, they're trying to kick you all off the land anyway so they can get their buddies from the American Prairie Reserve to take it over. So it's all just part of the plan, right? Clifton, great phone call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to State Senator John Fuller in Kalispell. John, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron, and thanks for taking my call. I'll make it brief since we're running up against the clock here. On Friday, the Montana State Supreme Court, those monarchs in black robes, as Thomas Jefferson referred to them, once again declared that the Board of Regents is superior to the people's sovereign people's elected representatives in the legislature by declaring House Bill 112 that the bill that I, of course, carried and sponsored to keep transgender males from competing as females in female sports as it applies to the college MUS system unconstitutional because it infringes on the powers of the Montana Board of Regents. The same thing was done with House Bill 104 from the 2021 session, which brought to you constitutional carry as the Board of Regents claims that they have the sole authority to determine whether or not you have Second Amendment rights on college campuses, no matter who you are. So,
yeah, this is crazy.
It emphasizes the importance of these next coming Supreme Court elections. And so, Be forewarned, Montanans, or else this court actually believes that they deserve to rule you from the bench.
No, that's exactly right. And it's a reminder that these leftist Supreme Court justices are in full support of this radical transgender agenda to allow boys to take away opportunities for girls in girls' sports, to force men into girls' locker rooms. The leftist Montana Supreme Court, liberal Senator John Tester. It's also another reason why we need to make sure that we have a Republican. I really like Susie Hedlund. I've gotten a chance to meet her a few times. Very impressed by her to be the superintendent of public instruction, because if you get a Democrat in there, you guarantee they're going to be doing everything they can to fast-track and green-light this radical agenda.
Absolutely. And just one last comment. If I was the girls' head basketball coach at the University of Montana or Montana State University, I would go out and recruit a 6'8" transgender and offer him free cosmetics. Free cosmetics if he'd play for me.
Big Sky Conference champions, look out. Yeah, all right, John. Man, it is an absolute circus, a clown show that is taking place in this country right now. But this is no normal circus. This is no normal clown show. Did you guys hear about Paranormal Cirque? The Paranormal Circus in Billings last weekend. Boy, doesn't our country seem like a paranormal circus right now? Open borders, criminals put back out on the streets, the lawlessness, crazy. Paranormal, practically. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.